Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. Speak, Lord. We thank you. We bless you. Come on, tell him you love him. Tell him you love him. Tell him you thank you. Oh, we thank you for filling this place, Lord. We thank you for filling this place, Lord. From the inside, we thank you for filling this place, Lord. Oh, we thank you. All over the room, lift a hand in worship. Just one. And put the other on yourself. One hand of worship and the other on yourself. Many times, the place that we miss God is within. We believe he's in the room, but we don't believe he's in the room. And so there's a contact that we miss out on when we don't expect God from the right places. Yes, we expect him from the sky and all around because he is, he's omnipresent. But because he's omnipresent, he's also within me as well. And so I worship God from within. I bless him from within. I expect God to move from the inside. I don't just expect him to move out here. Yes, we expect you to move out here, but I expect you to move inside. And so now, Father, we worship. Go ahead and worship for a moment from the inside. Father, we bless you right now from our hearts. We honor you. We thank you. Holy Spirit, we acknowledge you from the inside. We thank you, thank you, thank you. We adore you. We're grateful. We're grateful for your presence. We're grateful for your glory. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your loving kindness. Thank you for all the wonderful things that you are doing through us and for us, Father. We bless you right now. We honor you. We honor you. We surrender right now. We yield right now from the inside. Yeah, 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 yeah. We surrender right now from the inside. We worship and love you right now from the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. From the inside. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Wow, thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, from the inside. Father, we bless you right now. This all belongs to you. We belong to you. Our minds belong to you. Our hearts belong to you. This moment belongs to you, so we thank you for it. We thank you in advance for what you're going to show us about who we are. And we're just yielded to your presence. Let today be a change that we never change back to the other way. Let something happen on the inside of us, in our minds and in our hearts, that sparks the thing in us that never allows us to revert back to the old thing. Let our faith catapult into what your will and what you want to be done. We expect the impossible in this place this morning, Father. We thank you for it in advance. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We can't say thank you enough. Somebody say thank you. Thank you, Lord, thank you. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Mark 11.
Mark chapter 11. Verse 22. Just as I said when we were worshiping just now, the things that God expects in this world and in this earth, God's expectation is through you. He's not expecting to bring anything to you. He's expecting to change the world through you. And many times we miss out on what God is doing because we're looking somewhere else. In Luke 17, we're going to go there in a minute, but in Luke 17, he says, they ask him, where's the kingdom of God? He said, low here, low there. No, the kingdom of God is within you. But if I'm looking the wrong direction, I'll miss the signal that's coming to me. You get it? Oh, let me change. I'll miss the signal that's coming through me because I'm looking in the wrong place for the miracle. Apostle preached a message a couple Sundays ago, and he said, the miracle is in you. Say, the miracle is in me. I can't hear y'all. Say, the miracle is in me. Now we're waiting for some preacher to bring us a miracle, some revival, some person that got the anointing or something else when the anointing is in you already. Yeah. Say it's in me.
It's in.
Come on, say it again. Say it's in me.
It's in.
Not on me,
no.
But in me.
Right.
Yeah, it could be on me. It could be on me. But if it's on me and I don't understand that it's in me, then I miss out on it. So many times, the miracle that we've been praying for has been sleeping with us every night. The miracle that you're looking for, you walked in with it. I'll ask you a question. What's more important? What has more value? You are the thing that you're believing for. I'll ask it again over here on this side. What is it that has more value? You are the thing that you're believing for. Yes, yeah, it's in you. Say, it's in me.
It's in.
Come on, say it again. It's in me.
It's in.
One more time. Say, it's in me.
It's in.
I know that God is expecting way more than we're seeing. Can we agree?
Yes.
Come on, can we agree on that in here?
Yes.
He says, exceeding abundantly above all that we can. And we've been asking. Y'all know we've been asking, right? Amen, amen. Can I get an amen?
Yes.
Y'all know we've been asking for a lot of stuff, right?
Yes.
Above all that we can. And think, we've been thinking about a lot too, amen?
Amen?
It's above what even I can think about asking. Exceeding above. But then he says this. He says, according to the power. Oh, y'all don't, Ephesians 3:20, go. I just want to make sure, because sometimes things can be said. I want y'all to know that I'm your friend this morning.
All
right. Everybody say, hey, friend. All right, I want you to know that I'm your friend this morning. So because I'm your friend, I'm not your enemy. But there are some things that I may say that may feel like they're attacking your faith. But I'm really attacking the doubt that's on the inside of you. So even if you feel, listen to me, even if you feel attacked, you say, that's a little too much for me to take. Just take it. Take it and change. Look at your neighbor, tell them, take it and change. Because it'll feel like it's challenging than it is. See, faith, watch this. The real faith of God is not always comfortable, but it's always peaceful. Are y'all hearing me? There is always peace. In true faith, there's always peace, but it ain't always comfortable. I can imagine it not being comfortable when it's time, when he's in the garden against the enemy, and he's sweating so much, his blood coming out. Because he know he got to go give that light. That ain't comfortable, but it's faith. Are y'all understanding me? So comfortability is never an indication of faith. A lot of times, your comfortable moments tell you that you're out of the will of God. Because how can we grow if we're comfortable all the time? There's a stretching. The stretching and a pulling. I remember when I was about 13 or 14 years old, my knees was hurting all the time. I tried to pray. I said, 1 Peter 2:24, I tried to say, by his stripes I'm healed, but the knees kept hurting. I said, why the knees kept hurting? I ain't been wear and tear on my knees. Why are my knees hurting? Somebody told me there was growing pains. They say it's all right. You just got to deal with it for a while, but just be all right. You don't have to try to pray that away. Oh, my God. You don't have to try to pray that away because that's a part of the process. If that goes away, you'll never grow. Could it be? I'm getting ahead of myself. Could it be that's a lot of things that we're trying to pray away that's really stretching us?
I know. Amen. Everybody say amen. Amen. I'm your friend. Everybody say amen. Come on, say it loud. Say amen. Amen. Listen, I know. I know it can be uncomfortable sometimes. But what is the growth that God is bringing out that uncomfortable moment? Because if the growing pains go the way, that means the growing has stopped.
Yes, sir.
I was praying. I came up. You know, I'm listening to faith messages all day long with Apostle. So I know them faith scripture. 1 Peter 2 and 2, who's on so bad our sins on his body, on the tree, been dead since, living right, by whose stripes we were healed. I was quoting it, by his stripes, I'm healed. Them knees were still hurting. Because I was growing. Stop rebuking your growth. Jesus makes a statement. Y'all ready for this? If you're ready for it, say yeah.
Yeah.
Now you say it loud. So if you're ready for it, say yeah.
Yeah.
Jesus makes a statement. He says, resist not evil. I ain't make that up. Jesus said that. I try to figure out what you mean resisting. We resisting everything. We rebuking the devil, resisting evil and everything. He said, resist not evil. I said, what are you talking about? Because sometimes those things that seem like they meant to tear you down are the things that are growing you. All things work together. There's only one thing that we got to do. Make sure we're called of God, we love God, and we're called according to his purpose. This is it. This is the only thing we've got to do. Make sure we love God and are called according to his purpose. It doesn't matter what comes in after that. Truth of the matter is, y'all ready for it? If you're ready, say yeah.
Yeah.
The truth of the matter is we have more faith in our outsides than our insides. We believe in our circumstance more than we believe in what God has put on the inside of us already. And so because we believe, golly, I was supposed to have a little nice little outline, a little 1, 2, 3. I had it together, boy. I had it all together. I did. Because we believe in our outside circumstance so much, our faith, watch this, that is supposed to be bringing heaven in earth is actually empowering our circumstance, and that's why it doesn't leave. Are you telling me that I'm giving power to the situation?
Yeah.
See, the situation can't breathe on its own.
Come on.
I was in the room the other day, me and Darius were talking, I had a balloon. Anybody ever blew up a balloon before? Yeah, but a balloon can't breathe. A balloon only takes shape and only can grow with the air that you give it. Oh, y'all talk to me like that ain't hit home just quick. A balloon. Have you ever blown a balloon up? A balloon can't breathe. It only can survive off of the breath that you give it. And then it just grows. And then it grows. And then it grows. And then it grows. And eventually it'll pop on you. It's only the air that you got. There's only one place the power of God comes from, and it's on the inside of you. There is nothing on the outside of you that can take you over. Not one thing. There's no diagnosis. There's no circumstances, no situation on the outside of you that can take you over. The only way it can take you over if you give it over.
Come on. Yes.
Our faith. Everybody say faith.
Faith.
I'm going to say it louder. Say faith.
Faith.
Everybody say believe.
See,
our faith and our belief, I grew up in the word of faith, and I learned, and they taught us a lot about confessing. Say it over and over again, over and over again. Affirmation. Say it over and over and over again. But sometimes you can say something over and over again, but not be saying the right thing. So if I'm not saying the right thing, then I'm manifesting the wrong thing. Faith comes by, but faith comes by hearing by the word of God. I think it says hearing and hearing by the word of God to tell you what you need to be hearing and hearing, because you can get faith for anything. Let me jump. The word of God is a person, not a thing. John 1 said, and the word was made flesh and dwelt among us. That means it's a personality. It's an identity. It's a being. John 5:39 says, search the scriptures. For in them you think you have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. This is Jesus talking. He said, but you won't come to me. So you're stuck in the scriptures and you can't see who you are. Faith and believe it and confess it and murmur it and say it over and over again, over and over again. But what am I saying? What am I murmuring over and over again? What am I saying over and over again? Now, majority of times when we thought we were using faith, watch this. I'm going to show you where your faith is. And it's funny because our faith can be misdirected
and then the power goes in the wrong direction. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Our belief, you got a little feedback, our belief can be in the wrong direction. And because our belief is in the wrong direction, we're pulling the wrong things. Or we're empowering the wrong things. I have to be aligned. The word sin means to miss the mark. I know you think sin means bad things. No, sin is an archery term. It means to miss the mark. It means there's a bullseye that I'm trying to hit, but I'm unaligned. I'm shooting everywhere else but the target. So my alignment, my faith alignment, wow, my faith alignment can be off. And if my faith alignment is off, then I'm receiving things that I shouldn't receive. And I'm not seeing the things that I should see. Faith, believe, believe, confessing, believe, confessing, believe. And then when we used our faith, y'all ready for it? Are you ready for it? Say yeah. Watch it. Then when we use our faith, we take our faith and put it on our situation. We've been trying to believe God to come out of that. And that just keep growing. Because you keep blowing your air into it. Because you keep giving your power over to it. Soon as something happened, now we went off in tongues and found 10 scriptures to put our faith on that. I told y'all I'm y'all friend. I ain't attacking you. You say, well, that's what I'm supposed to put my faith on there. I'm supposed to put my faith on that. Are you? As soon as the bill comes, now you done put your faith on increase. Lord, I need, Lord, what? Who are you? Do you not know who you are? So we've been putting our faith on the situation, and the situation's been growing. We're throwing our faith everywhere else. We got faith in everything else. And Mark 11, go over to Mark 11, 22. To give a little context, you got to read your own Bible because it's not a reading session this morning. He didn't curse the tree because it ain't had no fruit on it when he showed up. It should have had fruit when he showed up. I don't care what season it was. The season don't tell me what to be. I tell the season what to be. Yeah. I know it's a new season. Yeah. And it's your season. Yeah. You just in a season right now. No, the season don't tell me. I tell the season. Come on, say, I tell the season. I can't hear y'all. I tell the season. If God told everything to come into existence and he breathed himself inside of me and made me in his image and his likeness, then the season don't dictate to me. I dictate to the season. So when I say grow, it's time to grow. Y'all understand what I'm saying? So when Jesus shows up to the tree, I ain't got time to read it. When Jesus shows up to the tree and there's no fruit, the tree's trying to lie to Jesus. The tree is trying to tell Jesus, you ain't who you think you are. The tree is trying to tell Jesus, we're going to do what I want to do today, not what you want to do. I'm all powerful, not you. So Jesus does what he's supposed to do and curse that lie. He curses the lie. Now watch this. You don't know it, but this is an identity attack. Because when Jesus shows up, everything must change. But this thing tries not to change. Some things happen in your life. They try not to change. It's an identity attack. It's trying to tell you, you ain't a child of God. You ain't got the power of God in you. And if thou canst believe, you ain't never heard it on that side, huh? You never heard it on that side where if thou canst believe, all that crazy stuff is possible. Where's your belief? What are you connecting your belief to? This is identity attack. So Jesus recognizes who he is. I'm not playing around with this tree, trying to confess over and over again. Tree, come on, tree, in the name of me. In the name of me. Come on, tree, in the name of me, have fruit. I'm going to say it again till I believe it. In the name of me, have fruit. I command you in the name of Jesus to have fruit right now. I command you in the name of me, who I am. In the name of Jesus, have fruit. Jesus ain't play all them games. Curse the tree, walk off. Because you're lying to me. Every lie, you got to curse it. I can't hear y'all. Every lie that tried to tell you something that doesn't line up with the truth of God, you curse it. And you have to curse it immediately. Yeah. Everybody say immediately. Yeah. I don't wait to curse it. I don't confess it. I curse it. We've been confessing. You hear me? Are you hearing me? You hear me? You hear me? I'm looking at you right now. You hear me? You hear me? Yeah. I know you're cold up in here. We're going to turn the air back. I'm freezing. She said she's freezing. I'm trying to hear you, but I can't hear. My ears cold. Maybe there's some things that we're confessing that we need to curse because they're a lie. Watch this. We curse them, I'm going to rhyme. We curse because it's a lie and then it dies. Maybe some things ain't dying because we confessing and not cursing. Not cussing, y'all. I didn't say cussing. I said cursing. Amen. You know, somebody take a little sound bite and say, he said we need to be cussing and not confessing. No, that ain't what I said. We are engaging with our circumstance too much. Yeah, we're engaging in combat. All this fighting we doing. And we're engaging in combat so much that the whole time you grappling with that problem, that problem got you too. Jesus, look at that tree. That tree is attacking his identity, saying, you ain't who you are. I'm going to do what I want to do. I ain't got to do what you want me to do. I curse the tree and I walk off. And I go on about my business. I go on and do what I'm doing. I'm giving context. He come back out the city, and the tree is withered up. Just like he said. Everybody say, just like he said. The tree is withered up. The disciples get all excited. Jesus! Sound like us sometimes, huh? Can I get a Jesus? The tree, look at the tree, look at the tree, look at the tree, look at the tree that you cursed is dead. What you thought it was gonna do? Well, who do you think I am? What you thought I'd be saying stuff and I don't be getting it? The audacity of you to get excited about something that I said days ago. I said that and I left it. It didn't say Jesus came back to see if the tree died. Y'all got to hear me. Everybody say amen. Amen. It didn't say that Jesus came back through. Jesus came back and checked and see if the tree was dead yet. Y'all know we pray for stuff, right? You know we pray for stuff and we see if it's still hurting. We got one eye closed in the spirit and one eye open. Talking about, oh, it must not have worked yet. Y'all know we do it. Amen. He ain't come back. Jesus is going on a mission. Everybody say on a mission. Sometimes we're dealing with things because we ain't on the mission. Let me tell you something about your wants. Can I tell you something about your wants? Your wants and your desires will bring all kind of other stuff to you. And a lot of your issues and issues that we deal with are brought on issues by ourselves because we want so much. And thy kingdom come, thy will be done ain't the primary thing. We're asking God to do so many things for us. And show so, do this, show up, God. I've been here. I never left. Jesus is on a mission in the city. He done went up there, flipped over table, told everybody they crazy, what is wrong with y'all? And he coming back out the city. He going his way. I done went in this way. I done came out this way. I did not come back out here to see if this tree was dead. As a matter of fact, when I see Jesus walking past the tree like it ain't nothing. Because when I said it, it is. When I said it, it is. But it's only that because I know who I am. I'm not guessing if it work. A lot of the faith that we have is guessing faith. We hope it come through. We hope it happen. And the only reason you got to hope it happen because you don't know who you are. I'm about to give you one. You ready? Stop being a believer and be a son. Stop being a believer and be a child of God. Apostle Leroy Thompson is my daddy. I don't believe that. I am that. No. I don't believe it. I'm walking around. I believe in my daddy, Apostle Thompson. And I believe in the name of Jesus, he's going to hunk it out. And I believe in the name of Jesus, he's going to come through. And I believe if I get in trouble, my daddy's going to come help me. And I believe if something happens, my daddy's going to show up and help me out the problem that happened. I believe he's going to be there when I call. I believe. No, I don't believe it. I know it. I know it. Not here. I know it in my blood. I know it. It's who I am. I really, watch this. I really don't know nothing else. I've been knowing he my daddy since I could say daddy. Ain't been no other conversation. So I'm not living by belief. about that. I believe it, but it goes deeper than my belief. It's further than what I believe. Y'all get it? My identity is deeper than just my belief on the outside. I am. Everybody say I am. Come on, say it again. Say I am. Come on, say it again. I am. In the beginning, God created belief. It ain't in Genesis. Ooh-wee. I got the believers throwing darts at me. Being a believer is not enough. All right, cool. A believer or what? What do you believe? Whose report will you believe? We shall believe. Y'all heard the old song? We shall believe the report. What is the Lord reporting? What is the report of the Lord about you? Faith and belief was meant for identity. To put your faith on an outside circumstance is demeaning your faith. It's lessening the ability of your faith. It's neutralizing and making your faith weak because you're putting it on an inanimate object that can't breathe. The fact that you're breathing, hear what I'm saying right now, hear what I'm saying. The fact that you're breathing means God is on the inside of you. In the beginning, God molded man from the dust of the earth. And then he said, watch it. He said he breathed in the man and man became a living soul. The breath of God is the proof of God in you. So I will not waste my God breath on something that can't breathe. Jesus says, in the name of Jesus, water hold my foot. And then again, in the name of Jesus, I have faith, water hold my foot. And that's how you walked on water. No, just come walking. What are we talking about? That I may know him. In the power of resurrection and the fellowship of the Lord. I determine not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. I don't want to know no other identity but the identity of Christ. I don't care who they told me that I am. I don't know no other identity but the identity of Christ. Watch this. And I have determined myself. It's not going to happen by happenstance. It doesn't happen by accident. I am determined not to know anything. I don't know what they said. I don't know what they're talking about. I don't know what their diagnosis is. I don't care about none of that. I'm determined not to know anything. Say Jesus Christ, him crucified. Watch this. I take on no other identity but that. I don't take on other identities. But you know your daddy was like that. You know your mama was like that. You know they got generational curses. I don't believe in generational curses. See, your mind. Some of y'all mind, what did you just know? But they exist. They go your belief. That's why you act like your grandma. No. I'm here. Listen, I'm serious. No diss to grandma. I love you, grandma. Listen, because you believe that. You've allowed somebody to tell you something. And the serpent told them, you'll be just like God. Dummy, I am like God already. God already breathed into me. I am like God. There was nobody else to tell me I wasn't like God. But because I believe what he said, I begin to live that identity. And then my belief causes me to reach. All these things, these preachers be preaching all kind of stuff and just be believing them. Go to the scripture. Bring every thought to the obedience of Christ. What Christ said? Christ says y'all got generational curses. I'm asking a question. In the scripture, Jesus said, now y'all know, now listen, let me tell y'all something. The reason you're acting like you're acting is you got a generational curse and you got a... I'm not going to ask by show of hands, but how many of y'all believed in generational curse before then? Don't show me hand. I know some of y'all did. You believe that was a real thing, huh? It only becomes real because you breathe into it. You must be born again. How do you do these great works? Jesus says you must be. When Jesus becomes my Lord and Savior, I become born again. I don't care about the bloodline no more. When Jesus becomes my Lord and Savior, when he's the final say-so, When Jesus becomes the final say-so in who I am. When I begin to get my identity cues from Jesus. When I begin to do things like Jesus and see things like Jesus and believe things like Jesus and walk like Jesus and function like Jesus and expect things like Jesus and I pray like Jesus. When I say, our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. When I begin to be this, nothing else matters then. Oh, we done had our faith on the outside. We got faith like paint. We're trying to paint all our situations. And then we wonder why we have faith and then we say something and speak something or confess something and something doesn't change. And then we give ourselves excuses. Or God forbid you say, why God? God said, what else you want from me? I done breathed into you. I done made you my image and my likeness. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
How many of y'all believe that you made in the image and likeness of God? Yes. Come on, because if you don't believe, that's another prayer we got to pray. There's something else we got to uproot. The scriptures, he made you in his image. Come on, let me see your hand. Come on. Image and likeness. Okay, cool. Do you understand what that means when you say that, right? Well, let's just sit there and meditate that for a minute. Do you understand what that means? If y'all made in the image and likeness of God, then I look like him and I'm like him. Now that last problem, did you look like God when you were talking to that? No, you was whatever your name is right now. Made in the image of likeness of God. God breathed into man. Man becomes a living soul. Then he tells man to name everything. Be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. These are the instructions. My faith has been everywhere else. My faith has been everywhere else. And I thought I was walking by faith. I thought the just shall live by faith, right? Yeah. The just shall live by faith. But faith for what? Where should my faith be located? For years and years, and listen to me. Some of y'all been right there with me. For years and years and years, we've been throwing faith darts at every situation that come up. Every situation that comes up, we're throwing faith darts at it. And some of them we win, some we lose. Yeah. I don't know what our record is. Wins and losses. Y'all know for the victory, we got the victory. Hallelujah. I know we win in all things, do we? Think about that last L that you had that you prayed for so long. No, let's get to it. Think about that last L you took. You know I say L, a loss. Think about that last L you took, but you prayed in the name of Jesus, and you prayed in tongues, and you sang your favorite worship song, and you got the man of God to pray for you, and you got your prayer partner to agree with you, and you fasted for 15 days and took a L. Took a L. Yeah, like that. You took a L. Why I took a L, I did all the rules. Did you? Well, I took an L, but I did all the stuff they told me I was supposed to be doing. But I took an L. That wasn't supposed to be the end of that. End of that supposed to be victory. And I took an L. And I like that phrase, you took an L. You took that L. That L wasn't your destiny. That loss wasn't where you're supposed to be at. That loss wasn't what in your lineup, but you took a L. All I heard, you know what I heard? I heard you took a L because you ain't take up your cross. The last L I took, Ty, the last L I took is because I ain't take his yoke up on me and learned of him. Because I took an L. No, I took an L. I took that L. I took that loss. I took that loss because I ain't take on my identity. Faith and belief is for identity. I preached a message, I think last year or something like that. Belief is, your belief is not for things. Your belief is in God. Mark 11:22, I've been trying to get there the last 10 minutes. Mark 11:22, and Jesus answered and he didn't curse the tree and came out there all excited. Jesus answered and said unto them, have faith where? Not on him. Not on him, not with him. It says your faith should be
in God.
Everybody say in God.
In God.
Come on, do your faith. Say in God.
In God.
My faith should be in God.
In God.
Just like you got money in the bank.
Right.
Shorter, what you think? Money in the bank, right?
Yes.
You got money in the bank,
right?
So because there's money not on the bank. Y'all went to the bank the other day and put your money on top in a box on the roof. You never put it on the bank, huh? Y'all go to the bank and go start taping it to the side of the wall. Well, you know what's going to happen there, huh? Somebody else going to have money in their account, right? But your money's where?
Yeah.
Why driving my baby to church? She ain't put my baby on the car seat. And the car seat ain't on the car, it's in the car. It's a difference between on and in. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
There's a difference between on and in. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
In.
I know some of y'all want to say on, because that's how you learned it. Heard a song the other day that said, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Wrong. It don't say on earth at all. And it makes all the difference. Have faith. Now, a lot of us have been trying to have faith on God. And so we say, God, come on, do it, God. I know you're going to come through. Late in the midnight hour, God going to turn it around. That's my jam, too. It's going over again. And around. That's my jam, too. But have you ever been late in the midnight hour and it didn't turn? That thing was still looking at you like this. I know you keep singing that song to me talking about turn around, but I don't feel like turning right now. That thing looking you in your eye, that pain looking you in your eye, that circumstance looking you in your eye. Ain't nobody, you turn around, look back, and still looking at you like this. Jesus made a statement. Watch this. Jesus made a statement. It's late in the midnight hour, right? Jesus made a statement. He said, you have to work while it's day. Watch this. He said, because night is coming where no man can work. He said, no man can work. That means night is coming where man's ways don't work. Come on. Amen. Night is coming where no man can get the work done. So you have to work while it's day. You get it? What he told me was, you have to understand who you are before the nighttime comes. Many times we start to try to operate in faith and confessing and believing when a situation show up. Y'all know it, amen. Boy, the tongues get strong. Tongues get extra strong when the problem is on. But if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. Watch this. So how do I stay ready even though there's no circumstance? Is my faith just for circumstance? Well, no, we know that, because faith is for identity. Belief is for identity. So that means I need to know who I am before something tries to challenge me. Jesus knew who he was before that tree tried to lie to him. Jesus knew who he was before he saw that man sitting by the pool of Bethesda. He already knew what time it was. You ready? Jesus knew who he was before them people needed to eat. So he already knew what he was going to do because he knew who he was. Jesus knew who he was before he had to go to that cross. They got him locked up. They got him ready to take him. And they say, don't you know we can take your life? He said, you can't take my life. I give it. You couldn't take my life if you wanted to take my life. I'll call angels and wipe this whole thing out. What you mean you're going to take my life? What you mean by that? So I need you to understand that I'm just giving my life right now. Don't get beside yourself. Don't start feeling bigoty like you done something. Don't get beside yourself. Calm down. Humble yourself. Calm down. Because you can't take it. You need to tell some of them things. You can't take it. You couldn't take it. I received. You couldn't take it if you wanted to. So sit down. So I take his yoke upon him, I learn of him. And last time we talked about rest on us. He said, come here, all that labor and heavy laden. Y'all prayers and your confessions been laborious. Money in the bank. How hard you be believing for the money you got in the bank already? You ain't been believing for nothing but what ain't in there. Come on. How hard you be believing? I believe in God that I got, no, you got the money in there. So if the money's in there, then all you got to do is withdraw and pay. All you have to do is withdraw and apply. And don't get me on, it's already paid for. Because if it's already paid for, then it's already deposited. All I got to do is withdraw and apply. Stop putting your faith and belief on something that ain't there. Your faith and belief is for something that already exists. Listen to me. But you make things that aren't real, real. You make diagnosis that ain't the truth, true. Did y'all know there's a difference between what's true and the truth? What you talking about? There's a difference. It could be a true thing that somebody done seen something on some scan or something. But the truth is a person. The truth is identity.
Right.
You should know the... The truth will make you free. Yeah. It'll make you free. Don't set you free because you ain't never been locked up in the first place. I'll be talking to you. Don't be saying you set you free. It set you free mean you was locked up. You was never locked up. Those are fake chains. You ever heard the story about the elephant? They can fool the elephant by putting a little chain around his leg by a baby and putting a peg in the ground. And then when he's big enough to rip the whole chain, the whole peg, all the whole tent down, he can't do it because his mind. Because he's been trained that this chain can hold him. He's been trained that the break, I'm messing with y'all songs right now. I'm messing with y'all songs. I know break every chain, ain't no chains. I know y'all, I listen, y'all keep listening to it, but don't keep listening. I don't know what to tell you to do with it. He who the Son, listen. John 8:32 says, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Watch this. And then skip down 4 more scriptures in verse 36, and he said, he who the Son sets free is free indeed. Watch what Jesus is really saying. Jesus is really saying, if you know me, you know you. How could me and Jesus be kin but not have the same blood? How can me and Jesus be related but not have the same rights? How could me and Jesus be related but God not be both our Father? John, faith is for your identity. Say, faith is for identity. Say it. Watch this. Now, if you get, listen, John 14, I'm going to get ahead of myself. John 14, Lord, hallelujah. Our faith has not functioned at the capacity that it is because we've been putting it everywhere else but inside. Are y'all hearing me? We believe everything else but who we are. We'll quote the scriptures that greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world and still let what's in the world punk me. Y'all know it didn't happen. I'm tired of it. Say, I'm tired of it. No, say it loud. Say, I'm tired of it. I'm crying about a bill that I got the price to pay already. What you talking about? It's just money. Who faces on that? Jesus started asking, they started down my taxes. Well, you know, you gotta pay taxes and all that. And then, you know, they come and get the money. Who face on that? He say, Caesar. Well, give Caesar what's for Caesar and give to God what's for God. Who face on George Washington? And give people that. Money coming. Say it, money coming. Playing around. We wasting these prayers. We wasting this belief. Seek ye first. And it's rising. Now, the word the kingdom of God means kingdom of God. Because kingdom, the original meaning of kingdom is kinship. Yeah. Like that. Yeah. So seek ye first your kinship with God. So before you start thinking about anything else or thinking about yourself any other way, think about yourself as kin to God. No. Think about yourself as kin to God. Come on. I know we say we're children of God. Are you? Think about yourself as kin to God. I'm kin to God. God is my Father. Say it, God is my Father. Come on, say, God is my Father. And if we being evil know how to give good gifts to our children, how much more your Heavenly Father? Are you saying to me that God will let you go down even though you're his child? I got a couple, I don't want to show you, I got a couple scratches on my knees right now. I got a couple scratches on my knees. When I was small, I called them Bobos. Yeah, they still with me. They still with me right now from when I was young. Because I was trying to ride a bike and I fell over and skinned my knee. Right? I had training wheels on at first though. I think we had training wheels, Sean. I don't know if we had training wheels. We might have just been out there just thugging it. I don't know, just. Go. But there's a couple scratches I received because at one, you know, daddy walking with me, he holding me, he helped me ride the bike, he holding me, he catch me before I fall, but a couple times he got to let me roll. He got to let me pedal, because if I never learn how to pedal, then I never learn how to ride by myself. Right. I can't hear y'all. If you don't let me, and so there's a possibility that there's going to be some scratches. There's a possibility that there'll be a time that I might lose my balance and fall, right? But I got to get you up, put you back on that bike, and let you roll so you can learn how to pedal. Because when you learn how to pedal, then you learn who you are, and you never need me to ride the bike for you. I made his image and his likeness. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The kingdom of God is within me. John 14:14. If you ask anything in my name, I'll do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the spirit of, remember now, truth is a person. I never seen this before. So if he's talking about the spirit of truth, he's talking about the spirit of himself. Because Jesus says, I am, I'm going to skip John 14:6. Jesus says, I am the way. So we see the truth is a person. Everybody say the truth is a person. The truth is not a thought, because thoughts fleet. You can have a thought and your thoughts fleet, but who you are is still who you are. If it was just on my thought, you know, you got to think right and think right and think right. Well, how many times you done tried to think right and thought wrong? Come on, y'all. Come on. You know you were trying to get together and murmur it. They would say meditate day and night. Murmur. And trying to meditate. Pick your favorite subject, you know, abundance, peace. Whatever you know you've been trying to meditate it, get your mind right. Because as you think, therefore you are. But then you got another crazy thought come through. Where that came from? Did you murmur that one? How that one got in there? I'm trying to check on our insides. I want to check on our minds real quick. Y'all understand it? Murmur. But hold on. What are you meditating on? Are you meditating on the thing on the outside of you being changed? Are you changing from the inside? Your recognition of yourself. Your recognition of who God is in you. God ain't in me. God, what you talking about? God ain't in me. Even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither it knoweth him, but you know him. For he dwelleth with you. Shall be well?
In you.
I can't hear no. Say it loud. Say it loud. Shall be well?
In you.
I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you. Yet a little while in the world, see me no more, but you see me. Because I live, you shall live also. At that day, you shall know. Verse 20, we're going to read that together. Ready, read.
And you
I'm in the Father. Y'all heard me say, I'm in the Father. And you in me. And I'm in you. Well, hold on. Let's add it up. If I'm in the Father and you in me and I'm in you, then it means you in the Father. And the Father is in. Now, how have we been putting our faith on that thought alone? Believing God for. No, believing God. Having faith in God for. No, it doesn't say have faith in God for him to come through in the late hour. It didn't say have faith in God for. Just have faith in. Watch this. Just have. The reason he stops that way, have faith in the identity of God. Have faith in who God is. God breathed into man, man became a living soul, huh? I'm made in his image and his likeness, huh? Let me see your hands. I'm made in his image and his likeness. So if I believe God, then I believe this. My faith is only in that identity. When my faith is only in that identity, everything on the outside of me has to listen to me. I'm wasting time trying to have faith out here. It doesn't work out here like that. If the faith, you say, well, I did confess it. Yeah. I know what we do. I know those good church people do. I did say it over and over again. It did happen. That's the grace of mercy. That's the grace of God getting you together until you realize who you are. You thought that was faith. That's actually just grace. That's some mercy. I'm going to give them this one until they recognize who they are. Everything, watch this. Why is it that everything important that you have to do or everything you own is tied to your identity? When I got married, I could not go get marriage papers until I showed them people my birth certificate. A lot of y'all got a card in y'all pocket right now, and you ain't gonna be able to withdraw no money out that bank unless you know your PIN number. And your PIN number is your personal identification number. It's your number. That's your PIN. If you don't know your PIN, you cannot make a withdrawal because it's personal identification. Person and identification. It's person and identification. It's person and identification. And it seems like everything that I have, it gotta be in my name. In my name, you shall cast out devils. Anything you ask in my name, it got to be in my name. So are we receiving the wrong inheritance because we believing on the wrong name?
Wow.
Trying to take your name and use faith. No. Faith in the name of Jesus. Now you just said that before, huh? We done said it in the name of Jesus before, huh? Y'all know, Father, bless you in the name of Jesus, amen. Y'all know y'all done said it? In the name of Jesus for everything. Don't even know it's talking about a character. It's talking about a personality. That means when I say this, I'm saying it just like Jesus says it. And so if I say it just like Jesus says it, I expect what Jesus gets from it. Are y'all hearing me? If you hear me, say amen.
Amen.
So watch this. We're laboring heavy laden. We're working really hard and calling it faith when it ain't that hard. My yoke is
easy.
And my burden is. But it's only when you take my yoke upon you and learn of me. What precedes the rest is learning who he is. And then when you learn who he is, you know who you are. Because I'm in the Father in me, and you, and I'm in you. Y'all hear me? If you hear me, say yeah. Watch this. So we can see why sometimes what the things we call was faith wasn't working. Huh? Huh? We can see why it seemed very, very difficult. If God is such a big God, why is this happening? If God is who he says he is, why is this taking so long? Why do I have to believe God for so many years for this thing right here? This. Is anything too hard for God? So if nothing's too hard for God, then who has it been hard for? With men it is impossible. But not with God. For with God, on the inside of your mind and your belief and who you with. A little statement of the movie said, who you with? If you know, you know. You expecting God on the outside of you? Where you been trying to hear God from, outside of you? He'll do it. He'll talk to you on the outside. But I can't tell you secrets on the outside. In Matthew 6, the same thing he says, don't pray like them. because they pray all loud outside in the courts. Now, he's trying to tell you something. He's trying to tell you something. He's talking inside and outside talk. Everybody say inside. And outside. If you pay attention to Jesus, Jesus is always talking inside and outside talk. He may give a circumstance that looks like what he's talking. You think he's talking about the building, but he's really talking about your building. He said he out there praying loud because they want to be seen of the people. He said, but they'll have their reward. He said, but you, when you pray, go in your closet. when you request something, go on the inside. Yeah, you've been requesting on the outside and the request is on the inside. Because greater is he that is in you, not on you, not around you, but in you. The kingdom of God is in you, not on you, not around you, it's in you. I'm in the Father. The Father's in me. The power is on the inside. So my faith has been laborious. And sometimes we learned it wrong like that. My faith has been laborious because I've been trying to tell things what they're supposed to be, and I don't even know myself. Right. Scripture's coming up. You ready? He said, get that plank out your eye. Y'all heard Jesus say that, right? He said, you need to get that beam out your eye before you try to get the twig. Before you trying to set the world on fire. Or make your circumstance listen to who you are. You listen to who you are. Yeah. Yeah. You listen. You listen to who God is saying you are. That's what Matthew 6:33 is talking about. Seek ye first. And his righteousness. His righteousness. Watch this. I know we say right standing with God. Cool. That's great. Keep that definition. When I looked it up in the Greek, it says righteousness means equity. It means equity. God's equity. When you got equity in something, you got a right to something. Yeah. When you have equity in something, you have ownership. Yeah. When you have equity in something, you have ownership of whatever that is. And if I'm doing God's equity, oh my God, what is this? They told Jesus, they got upset with Jesus calling God his father, making himself equal with God. I ain't make that up. That's in the scripture. It's the equity and his equity. And then all these things will be added automatically. Why? Why? You don't do it because the things can be added. The things going to be added because they got to listen to you. Matthew 6:33, put it on the screen real quick. My faith is for identity. Say, my faith is for identity. My faith is for me to know who I truly am in God. My faith is for me to know who God is in me. This is all my faith for. Your belief is not for nothing else. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall you be established. We believe is everywhere else. Watch this. Watch what he tells us. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. When? Okay. When? First. Everybody say first. Well, when is first? Definitely ain't last. Before anything else. So before anything else, before I go ask the preacher to pay for me, I said pray for me and pay for me, because you know we do that too. Yeah, amen. Before we ask the preacher to pray for us or lay hands on us, seek ye. Before I rattle off in the tongues or whatever else I want to do, say it. Before I put my favorite worship song on, the one that brought me through, when? If you tie verse 33 up with verse 9 through 13, which is the Lord's Prayer, and don't go there, don't turn there. If you tie it together, then the Lord's Prayer always puts you in this position. So we've allowed society and mainstream, whatever we want to call it, even mainstream church, to dumb down the things that are so powerful to us. So now we say the Our Father Prayer for a football game. Or we say Our Father Prayer for we on our knees in the room, and we just say it and quote it and ramble on, we don't know what we're saying. Our Father, I just called myself equal. I just brought on all the benefits of being a child.
The prayer over. The prayer over. Our Father, what you need after that? But we're going to keep going. Who art in heaven? Hallowed be thy name, thy character. Thy kingdom come. Seek ye first the... Remember, kingdom is kingdom. Your relationship with me, my relationship with you. Thy kingdom come. Who you said I am come. Yeah. And thy kingdom come, thy will be done. Where at? In earth. You're made from the dust of the earth. If you're made from the dust of the earth, then he's talking about on the inside of you. In earth, as it is in heaven. Same time, same way that it is in heaven. Give us our daily bread and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not to temptation. Temptation to what? Be somebody else. Believe I'm something else. Temptation to believe I can actually lose. That's a temptation. Oh, I got to go. Remember Jesus tempted in the garden? He's tempting him. It's an identity thing. If thou be the Son of God. What you mean if thou be? What you mean if I be the Son of God? Ain't no if about that. I am. Everybody say I am. Come on, say I am a child of God. Come on, say I am the child of God. So seek that first. Something come up, seek that first. Don't seek counsel, seek that first. If you seek that first, the counsel of God will come up out of you. Right? That's the apostolic. See, the apostolic is empowering you to be who you're supposed to be. Most churches, most preachers want you, they want you to keep coming to service. So they need you to keep having a problem. So you keep coming to service because you keep thinking you need me. But seek ye the kinship of God. Me being kin to God, let me seek that first. And his equity and his righteousness. And then what happens? Verse 34 says, take no thought for tomorrow, because whatever's going to happen tomorrow, going to happen tomorrow. The evil is sufficient. They got enough evil in tomorrow already. All right, oh, I get it. The evil, Darius asked me the other day, the evil of tomorrow is sufficient. The sufficient day to the evil thereof, right? Like tomorrow, they already got enough evil. Don't bring no more evil over there. In other words, when you go into tomorrow, don't bring no more evil, your doubt and unbelief over there. Your doubt and unbelief about who you are, that's evil. For you to think you're less than is evil. For you to think you can lose is evil. This is the evil. So I realign. Everybody say, do your hands. Say, I realign my faith. Come on, like you're looking at a bullseye. Come on, look at, like I'm realigning my faith. Because what I've been doing, Lord, watch it. I've been shooting in the dark. I've been throwing out faith darts and hoping something happened. But I don't have to keep confessing over and over again who I am, because I am. Breathe in, come on. The fact that you're breathing, it means the Spirit of God is on the inside of you. And if the fact that you're breathing means the Spirit of God is in you, then every breath that I take, whether I'm paying attention or not, is God breathing in and out of me. Yeah. Whether I feel it or not, whether I feel good, whether circumstances look right or not, that circumstance will not tell me who I am, because I'm breathing. And if I'm breathing, it's God in me. Are y'all hearing what I'm saying? Did you know the word spirit literally means breath? If the spirit is moving around you, but never in you, you're suffocating. You're smothering. I ain't got time to do, but if you hold your breath long enough, oh, somebody choke you out. The breath has to be on the inside for it to benefit you. Watch this. And when the breath comes on the inside to benefit you, what you breathe out benefits something else. All them vegetables and fruits and flowers that you're supposed to be eating, that we eating, they're getting sustenance from the breath that we're breathing out. You thought the flower was taking care of you. My faith is for my identity. My belief is for our identity. So before I believe in anything else, before I connect my belief to anything else, before I connect my faith to anything else, before I make another affirmation, go home, put this on your affirmation. Go home and say, I'm one with God. Say it. Say, God in me and I'm in him. Right? Let that be your affirmation. And I'm telling you, it'll be the last affirmation you need, because the only thing you'll be manifesting is God. Amen, amen. Amen. Hey, clap. Yeah, clap again, but clap for yourself. Don't clap for me. Woo! Come on, clap for yourself. Woo! Come on, clap for God in you. Woo! Come on. Come on, clap for God in you. Come on. Yeah, clap. Come on, stand up. Clap for God in you. Yeah. Yeah, clap for that. Clap for that. Come on, we're doing it for a reason. Clap for that. You're clapping for God in you. You're clapping that you recognize God is in you.